Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Blasingame. Batting second. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting third. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Don Locke. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting seventh. The catcher, Paul Casanova. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pete Rickard. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Pete Rickard. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Don Buford. Batting second. The right fielder, Ken Berry. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gene Fries. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jerry McNairtney. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lee Elia. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bruce Howard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bruce Howard. And now, play ball. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fries fields it and throws to first for the out. Blasingame moves to second. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard takes first base on ball four. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland strikes out. One out. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Casanova moves to second. Two outs. Pete Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Casanova moves to third. Pete Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gene Fries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fries hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rickert fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fries moves to second. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blasingame hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-1 in the game. McMullen is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia strikes out. One out. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Howard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0-for-1 in the game. Locke hits a fly ball into center field. A.G. settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkland hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Casanova hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fries fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Howard moves to second. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney fires to second and picks off Howard for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. Agee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Berry moves to second. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Berry moves to third. Agee moves to second. One out. Gene Fries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fries is 0-for-1 in the game. Fries hits a pop-up towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0-for-1 in the game. McNairtney hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Casanova settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-1 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0-for-1 in the game. Rickard hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Blasingame hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skourin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blasingame for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 0-for-1 in the game. Elia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-2 in the game. McMullen is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Howard takes first base on ball 4. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0-for-2 in the game. Locke hits a pop-up towards short. Elia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rickard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berry bunts towards the mound. Rickard fields it and throws to first for the out. Buford moves to second. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Rickard. Buford moves to third. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bill Skourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skourin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Skourin hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 0-for-2 in the game. Freeze hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Tommy McGraw now playing first base. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 2 in the game. Kirkland strikes out. One out. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Casanova hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 2 in the game. Brinkman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim King pinch hits for Pete Rickard. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Casey Cox now pitching. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0 for 2 in the game. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 2 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 0 for 2 in the game. Elia strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Blasingame hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 3 in the game. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Howard covering, for the out. Two outs. Bob Locker now pitching. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 3 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze juggles the ball. That's an error on Freeze. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Locker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berry bunts towards the mound. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. Buford moves to second. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman misplays the ball. That's an error on Brinkman. Buford scores. Agee moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, White Sox. Dick Lines now pitching. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-0, White Sox. Gene freezes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 0-for-3 in the game. Freeze strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Don Lock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lock is 0-for-3 in the game. Lock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-3 in the game. Kirkland hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Casanova hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze throws to second for one, and Adair throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Casanova moves to second. Two outs. Fred Valentine pinch hits for Ed Brinkman. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine takes first base on ball four. Dick Phillips pinch hits for Dick Lines. Dick Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Washington Senators, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.